Hymn is a choral anthem along with the congregation. We heard in the prelude, the church is one foundation, hymn 644. The congregation will sing verses 1, 3, and 5 along with the choir, and 2 and 4 will be the choir alone. So we pray that God would richly bless us as we are reminded of that firm foundation that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Following that opening hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. In Divine Service 1, we have several options in the liturgy. For our hymn of praise, we'll sing the Gloria. We'll sing the Gloria. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings, the glory, the forgiveness, and the honor that You give us in and through Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. He who humbled Himself only to pick Himself up again on that first Easter day. Heavenly Father, teach us to humble ourselves through daily contrition and repentance, and to be lifted up by Jesus through the forgiveness, life, and salvation that only He can provide. Heavenly Father, unite us as one in and through the good news of Jesus Christ. It's in His name that we gather, worship, and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 648.
Thank you.
Divine Service, setting one, page 151. Page 151, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit.
Righteous are you.
From above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship You, we give You praise. We praise You for Your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son.
Grant Your people grace to withstand the temptations of the devil and with pure hearts and minds to follow You, the only God, through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the readings. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 17th Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 25. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of the noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. Or what will you do in the end, when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Let a gold ring or an ornament of gold, it is wise, a wise reprover to the listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their hosts. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. We continue with the Alleluia and verse. According to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person.' And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. We continue now with our sermon hymn 587, "I Know My Faith Is Founded."
I know my faith.
remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and His Word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our sermon this morning is the Gospel lesson read a few moments ago from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, dear friends in Christ. On the seventh day, God created rest. And on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. He did not rest for His own sake, for God needs no rest, even after creating all that there is. He rested for our sake. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. Rest. On the Sabbath day, the seventh day, called the Sabbath, from the Hebrew word for rest, was God's gift to His people. And it was to be zealously guarded. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. Pharisees are the perfect people, tailor-made to guard the statutes of God. They delight in following everything that God has commanded to the letter. They rejoice to show everyone else how they keep His law. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching Him carefully. Pharisees build great hedges around the law, pages and pages of legal documentation that keeps anyone from getting even anywhere close to violating the command. Pharisees watch others carefully. For rules and regulations are what make the Sabbath for them. They demonstrate that they keep the Sabbath properly, and then they condemn those who don't quite measure up. For Pharisees, the Sabbath is all about the show. It's about watching yourself carefully. It's about showing others that you are obedient, so that your very life is then a rebuke to those who are not quite so scrupulous. The Sabbath day is a day for doing what is expected, for keeping up appearances, for making sure others see just how obedient a Pharisee can be, and then calling out those who aren't quite so faithful. Pharisees, like us, come to worship. We go through the motions. We do what is required. Pharisees like us keep up appearances. We make sure others see us in the pew, but our hearts and our minds are so often far away. Pharisees like us despise God's Word. We ignore it. We criticize it. We place ourselves above it. We pick and choose which parts we want to listen to. We don't hear and learn it gladly. Pharisees like us get bored with God's Word. We can't wait till we've left this place to go do something, anything else. Pharisees like us don't concern ourselves with what is taught, with what is proclaimed, only with what is expected. Pharisees like us are easily enticed into false doctrine. We drink in false teaching because it tickles our itching ears. It tells us what we want to hear. Pharisees like us have trouble identifying and fleeing from false teaching. And so we follow every whim and fancy of the world and popular Christian literature. Pharisees like us leave worship unchanged, silent. Instead of praising God for what He has given here, we thank God it's over. Pharisees like us pass ourselves off as zealous, devout, and faithful Christians on Sunday morning. But the rest of the week we live like the pagans around us. Pharisees like us so often are unchanged by the word, but we still think we've done our duty, we've done our work for God. Pharisees like us so often gain no knowledge of God's Word. We leave every year with as little knowledge of it as we entered. Pharisees like us so often fail to take the Word of God into our home. We fulfill our expectations. We get ourselves and our families into the pew or into the classroom, but so often we don't pray. We don't have devotions. We don't read the Scriptures. And then Pharisees like us wonder why our young people leave the church. Pharisees like us are so often not here to listen to the Word of God. We are here to keep up appearances, to fulfill external duties. For first century Pharisees, that was doing no work, scrupulously avoiding labor of any kind. For 21st century Pharisees, we've lost the concept of not doing work completely, and now it is simply a couple hours resting in a pew. If you've done that, then you've done your Sabbath duty. Pharisees, like us, certainly have kept the outward form of the Sabbath. We come to church usually, but our hearts so often are still hardened. Jesus knows Pharisees like us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And so He comes into our legalistic, outward-focused keeping of the Sabbath in order to teach us how it truly is kept. And behold, there was a man before Him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lepers and Pharisees saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" He responds to those who watch, even though they haven't said anything yet. He knows the hearts of Pharisees like us. Pharisees focused on externals. Pharisees intent simply on making sure the appropriate strictures are being followed. And then the Sabbath is fulfilled. But the Sabbath is not fulfilled by following Pharisaical rules. Then He took him and healed him and sent him away. And He said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" Jesus holds the Sabbath day sacred by making it a day for healing. Jesus holds the Sabbath day sacred by making it a day for mercy. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Yes! The Sabbath is a day for healing. It is a day for mercy. It is a day for Jesus to show love to you and to me, to His afflicted people. Jesus makes the Sabbath a day for Him to give release to the prisoners, sight to the blind, healing to the sick. He holds the Sabbath day sacred because it is the day on which He will heal the wounds of His people. The Sabbath is not about avoiding work. It's about being healed by Jesus. The Pharisees can't see it, for they think that they're well. But this man with dropsy, he leaves their midst restored, while they remain sick with sin. Outwardly, Pharisees like us look pretty healthy. Inwardly, we are sick with sin. Repent, dear friends. Repent of your misuse of the Sabbath. Admit your sickness, your desperate need for restoration, because Jesus comes precisely to heal Pharisees like us. Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out? Jesus came upon us in our sin and iniquity, trapped in a well with no way out. Only death could be our share. And on the eve of the Sabbath, on Good Friday, he rescued us. He did not hesitate. Now, most people, when they come to someone trapped in a well, they remain safely on the surface and they toss a rope down and keep themselves very nice and safe. Jesus does not seek to save his own life. He jumps into the well with us, heaves us out, and leaves himself there in our place. There, in that well, our tomb, he observed the Sabbath rest, spending the Sabbath beneath the ground. But on the third day, he pulled himself out of that well, having delivered us from every bond that held us. Jesus fulfills the Sabbath rest fully and completely, delivering us from all that held us, from all that condemned us. And when he rose from his rest, the Sabbath was fulfilled in salvation. And Jesus sanctified every single day since as a day to hear of his salvation, a day to receive his blood-bought gifts, the eighth day that will last forever, fulfilled in our own resurrection day. Our Sabbath, our rest is now every day. Every day since Easter is a Sabbath, a holy day. And most especially those days when the congregation has gathered around pulpit, altar, and font. There Christ gives healing. There Christ gives rest to Pharisees like us. This is the gift of the Sabbath. Rest, full and complete. Jesus has fulfilled the promise of the Sabbath. He has finally made it complete. You see, the rest of the Sabbath was never meant to be an end in itself. It was meant to be a taste of the rest that was to come. The rest that Christ won for us by his 3-day rest in the tomb. That is what your eternity will be. An eternal Sabbath day. A never-ending day of rest. Set aside for fellowship with your God. Set aside to dwell in his presence. And so now, every Sabbath day, that is, every day since Easter, is a time, is a day for Jesus to heal us. To call us to repentance. And cleanse us with his blood-bought gifts. That is what the Sabbath is all about. Jesus healing sinners. Pharisees like you and me. So the Sabbath is not about avoiding work. It's not about following Pharisaical rules, keeping up appearances. Pharisees major in the minors. They scrupulously keep what is incidental on the Sabbath while forgetting what is vital. What does Luther teach us about the Sabbath day? We should fear and love God, so that we do not despise preaching and His Word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The Sabbath is not kept simply by doing no work or by simply being in the pew, though you certainly are violating the Sabbath if you avoid the pew. The Sabbath is kept by gladly hearing and learning God's Word. That is what the rest is for. That is why you are in the pew in the first place, to hear the Word of God. The rest of the Sabbath is meant to serve the Word. So how do we keep the Sabbath day? By gladly hearing and learning the Word of God, wherever and whenever it is taught and proclaimed. By letting the Scriptures fill your home, sanctifying each day with prayer and with the Scriptures. The Sabbath rest of every day flows from the Sabbath rest of the divine service. And you know what? Your pastors are here to help you. We know that prayer and a devotional life isn't easy. It isn't easy to raise your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And so we are here as your resources to point you to other resources, to help you in this great task. How do we keep the Sabbath day? Not by doing or not doing, but by receiving. By taking time to rest during your week, coming to this place to receive all that Christ has to give. Healing of our sin-sick souls. Victory over death. His very Word, which is the bread of life, and His body and His blood under bread and wine. The manna of heaven, the food of immortality. Here He gives you rest. The rest that you need. The rest that will never end. For here Jesus takes you, heals you, and sends you away to dwell in perfect rest forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. Having heard the Word, we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. We stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, I am who all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the Lord alive, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead,
of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. The congregational response today will be, Lord, have mercy. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Ken, the brother of Patty Stradley, hospitalized after a very serious motorcycle accident. We pray. We pray for the saints that as we humble ourselves before the Lord in confession, we would be raised up with the word of forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that as we gather around word and sacraments, we would not despise His Sabbath day, we would not question our Lord and His word, but live according to it. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the world, especially for those God has placed in authority over us, that those who lead us would serve with wisdom, seeking to preserve life and working for peace. And for those who serve in our armed forces and their families, that those who serve would be safe, and those who await their return would be given comfort and patience. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all parents, that they would love their children as our own Heavenly Father loves us and provides for all our needs. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Sunday schools and catechism classes, for our school and preschool, that as God has brought our children into His fold in the waters of holy baptism, they would continue throughout their lives as disciples to hear and cling to the faithful teaching set before them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the suffering, the dying, the lonely, and all those in need, especially this day, Ken, Jerry, Frederick, Lynn, Celeste, Diane, Chip, Nevaeh, Rosa, Ed, Jan, Callie, Clee, Jim, Sonia, Julie, Sharon, Dwayne, Haley, Jason, Ann, Bonnie, Susie, Vernita, Kaylee, Shar, Dick, and all those that we name in our hearts. That they would receive healing and patience according to God's holy will, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn, especially the family of Betty Carter, the family of Jeff Ficken at the loss of his father, the family of Denise Henning, and all those that we rename in our hearts, that they would receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit and so rejoice in the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive the very body and blood of Jesus, that we would partake in the sacrament in faith and be strengthened for service in our various callings. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. So Pat, at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of rest, true rest, forgiveness, life, and salvation in Jesus' name would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Amen.
and sing our offertory, What Shall I Render to the Lord, page 159. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake He died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling Your will and gaining for You a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying, Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created, and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your Word and Spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
body of Christ.
and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing to Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the Common Doxology. Seated. Kids, you can go get some goodies now. I want you back in here in 5 minutes for Sunday school opening. Okay? All right. Very good. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus who gives us rest, true rest. Rest now in the midst of this sin-filled world and eternal rest in His arms. Thanks be to God. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. All the activities and events for the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Big event for today, church picnic at the McKinney Place, west of town, 3 o'clock. Details are in the news and notes. If you can sign up, that would be great so we have a rough idea how many are coming. If it's iffy whether you can make it, just show up whether you sign up or not. It's been a great opportunity for fun and fellowship and even a little fishing over the last couple of years. So if you can make it today, that would be great. And there's only one thing that I'm going to add to that. It is my plan, in honor of yesterday, to bring roast duck. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to the radio station yet, please do so. 95.7. It's a much, much, much broader range than we had ever dreamed. Check it out. Give us some feedback. It's been a great blessing for the mission of the church here at Good Shepherd. We are vicarless today. Vicar is preaching in Hickman, his first time at Lamb of God there, so keep him in your thoughts and prayers. He should be about getting ready to preach right about now. So a few extra prayers would be wonderful in that respect. Thank you for the special music today. Awesome. That's all I can say. coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. You're all invited. I promise we are finishing the Ecclesiastes Bible study today. I promise. On the 2nd of October, we'll